This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in my neck of the woods, I live in southern Nevada, and I live on the west side of town, and our homes are up against the desert. And so we get a lot of desert activity. We have coyotes running around the place. We have snakes. I got to be really careful when I walk the dog in the neighborhood because snakes will slither into the communities, stay in the bushes, and then when your dog decides to sniff around to go pee-pee, it'll bite the dog. And so you have to be kind of really, really careful in the desert where you go. But it's also really, really cool when you have little communities of tarantulas, and I will show and post pictures. One night, I just posted the other day everything I saw that one night in terms of all those scorpions and centipedes and tarantulas, and it's a nice time of year where I live where it's still cool enough to be able to enjoy the outdoors. It's not too hot and it's not too cold, so the spring is really, really nice. But scorpion season is here, and it's in full sting, as I tell you guys every year. March to October is scorpion season. And if you're not aware and you live in an area where there's some deadly scorpions, you could be in trouble. And these scorpions, they don't always hide. I'm just walking along. I was walking with my son, you know, wanting to find tarantulas. And little scorpions are just running back and forth the little sidewalk and bike path. And they're just out there. And sometimes the smaller, the deadlier. And so it depends on the venom they have and the species. So I just want to really quickly kind of give you guys some warnings about scorpions since we are in scorpion season. So, all right, hold on a second. I also wrote a nice piece on this, which I'm going to be posting on my Facebook and Twitter so you guys have it. I really caution you guys to be very careful in your house with crevices, with under blankets. These scorpions like to hide. And the Arizona bark scorpion, which is very, very dangerous, it could climb. It could climb on walls. I was getting out of the shower years ago, and I went to reach for the towel, and thank God I didn't do it blindly. And there was a scorpion, and I caught a picture of it with the stinger. It was going to sting me. And it was maybe 5 feet high on the wall. And then I was going to make lemonade, and I grabbed a pitcher that was sitting there on the counter in our kitchen, and I looked at it, and I posted a picture of this too, and there was a scorpion in the pitcher, which means it must have fallen from the roof or from the ceilings. So these little suckers can be anywhere, and if you're not expecting it, you're going to get stung. So inspect your shoes, inspect your slippers, move beds and furniture away from walls, shake the sheets before you jump into bed, seal cracks in the walls, floor, ceiling. If you are going on walks, tuck your pants into your socks. Don't walk around barefoot. And if you've ever been stung, I've been stung. It's not good. It's painful. You get tingling, you get redness, numbness, burning, and for me, it swelled up pretty bad. And the venom is a neurotoxin, and it contains chlorotoxin, which can interfere with neuromuscular processes in the body. And so, you know, rather than just having a localized reaction, it could affect the nerves that affect your breathing and affect other important, shall we say, functions of your body. You might have blurred vision, paralysis, twitching. Your pressure could drop. You could seize. You could die. So scorpion stings, you don't mess around with. If you're stung by a scorpion, wash it out immediately. Don't try to tourniquet. Just wash it. Soap and water. Wash it. Don't mess around. Then you might want to call poison control or 911. All right. The Arizona bark scorpion was in my neck of the woods, and it is really, really dangerous. Do not wait till you have severe symptoms. Don't go, you know what? I think I'm good. Wait. Yeah, I'm good. Contact a medical professional, get some advice, or just go and get seen. Because when or if it happens, and it starts to happen, it can happen very quickly. You can even have an anaphylaxis, an allergic reaction to it. If you have a minor one, Tylenol, acetaminophen works for those who don't have liver issues. You can put cool compresses on it. We do have anti-venom that sometimes we'll give. But these bark scorpions are small. That little baby that I showed you guys a picture of is about an inch and a half. Sometimes it could range to about 3.5. There's also striped bark scorpions that have dark stripes. They're less venomous, but they still can have venom. What's the difference between poisonous and venomous? Venomous is something that can hurt you. Poisonous is something that... there's a difference between poisonous and venomous. It's a really simple definition that I have to remind myself of. Something is poisonous, meaning it has toxins, but venomous is something that could hurt you. You know what? Yeah, just stay away from them. Just stay away from them. So I'll keep posting stuff as I get them. Obviously, centipedes you want to avoid. With tarantulas, we talk a lot about tarantulas. Do not pick up a tarantula. Even though people say their bite isn't that bad, it's not the bite I worry about with tarantulas. It's the spewing of the hair. They have a lot of hair. And there was a little baby tarantula I also posted a picture of. Did you see how hairy it was to some of the older ones? And so when it flings that hair at you, it could get to your eyes, your nose, your respiratory. It's just not a good scene. So I urge everybody to kind of be aware, you know, check your socks, shoes, etc. By the way, your tarantula, your Aphonopelma iodius, they could get pretty big. I've seen the spiders where they could be maybe, I don't know, 5-6 inches, and then they crawl and they love being around humans. They'll just walk around. They don't. I'm like sitting there shining a light, catching their eyes. Some of them will recoil. Others are like posing. You know? So you think that you'll be fine because these animals don't want anything to do with you. But no, if they feel like you're a threat, especially with their babies, the females are hairier than the males, but the females are also lighter. Their venom rarely fatal. But again, you got to be careful of the tarantula hair. All right. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I love looking at the Bible and seeing the scientific reasoning behind some of these. And there's a lot of science in the Bible. Maybe just because of my background, I look for it. And tonight is Passover. And so it's for those of you that know the story of Exodus, in the Exodus, the story of Passover, it's a fascinating one where, you know, when Jacob and Joseph and the progeny had been in Egypt, it was pretty prosperous. They really liked, the kings really liked, the descendants and the Jews. And then a new Pharaoh comes in he doesn't care. He doesn't know any of the descendants from whatever, and he hates the Hebrews and decides to enslave them. He was worried about an uprising, and so he orders that all male newborns be killed. I think he orders the midwives to kill all male newborns, and they were like, no, we're not going to do that. Then they changed it to, all right, everyone gets thrown into the Nile. Well, I think Moses was actually premature. I think he gave birth a few months early, and so the mom built this waterproof basket, puts Moses in. Miriam, his sister, watches, makes sure he gets to where he needs to go. The Egyptian princess finds him, but she can't feed the baby. So she hires a wet nurse, and the wet nurse actually, I think, ends up being Moses' mom. So it's very, very cool, because people ask, how did Moses know where his family was? How did he know he had a brother Aaron? Apparently there was still that very close connection with his family. So Moses ends up getting instructed by God to help, once he's an adult, to help free, and this is a very truncated version of the story, to help free the Hebrews who are enslaved. And you know, Moses is like, okay, how am I supposed to do that? This guy is a major, major whack job. The Pharaoh, even though he had the Pharaoh's ear, you know, because he grew up Egyptian, now I'm going to be, representing Hebrews, because that's who I am. I'm happy to do it, but how is he going to listen? So God said, I got your back. And I know I'm paraphrasing the Bible with this one, but we're going to, kind of scare him into it. And this is where the 10 plagues arose. And so to get Pharaoh Ramses II to let his people go, when the Pharaoh refused and he went back and forth, I don't know if he suffered from bipolar or what sort of mental illness he had, but there was obviously an issue where he would change his mind. And I also like to try and medically diagnose or psychologically diagnose some of these characters, because there's very interesting details to their personality. But the plagues that were sent were blood, frogs, lice, flies, pestilence, boil, hail, locust, darkness, and then the killing of their firstborn. So when you look at these 10 plagues, it's not random. And scientists for years have tried to look at whether there's evidence of these plagues. Could they find the bodies of people that might have gotten, hit with pestilence or boils or pox, etc. And so fascinatingly, this is what some of them have found. So the first plague was blood, where the water of the Nile turned to blood. So people say, was that figuratively? Was there really blood? Well, the red tide algae bloom, Oscillatoria rubescens, can turn water red. There's pictures where you see people and it looks like blood. And, turning something into blood, turning something red, whether it's blood or not, might have been, briefed as it turned to blood. Now, if the water is undrinkable and the water becomes toxic, and let's say these algae release toxins, well, the fish will die. And if the water is unlivable and the marshes around the Nile are unlivable, well, then whoever is by that river needs to move inward. So now the frogs. Well, they say the frogs swarmed into the towns and the homes. That's the second plague. Well, if you can't be by the river, and you can't hang out by the marshes in the river, and there's all these toxins, you're going to go into drought. You're going to eventually come into the house. And, when people say, well, but there was frogs all over the place. Well, I just saw one scorpion yesterday. And look at how I just did a whole segment on the scorpions all over the place. Okay, that was only one. So when people say they were inundated with frogs, did it mean there were thousands? Or all of a sudden now their house has five frogs? That's a lot of frogs, even if it's only five. So now, the next plague was lice, gnats, fleas. So, well, if the frogs eat insects, and they're supposed to keep the populations in control when they're by the marshes and the rivers, but now they're not there, the insects go unchecked. And now the insects can grow, fly, and get to where they need to. And then there's flies. Swarms of flies encompass the fourth plague. Scientists explain this from, now you have lack of competing insects, you don't have frogs to eat the flies, and then they come back and eat the dead frogs that are lying there. Death of the livestock came next. Now, I'm really surprised Pharaoh didn't give up by now. I would be like, all right, I'm done. Just take the Hebrews, go. Please, just no more plagues. But no, he said no. And so the fifth plague was the death of Egyptian livestock. Now, insects carry disease, and swarms of them could have then affected the livestock. You know, also, if water sources are scarce, the livestock will die. So that kind of is a consequence. And then boils. So the next plague was boils. Egyptians became infected with boils on their skin. Could have been mpox, but insects carry disease. Now you don't have a lot of clean water. You don't have a lot of food. So now you could be susceptible. And then pathogens can come in and cause epidemics. So one theory is that these boils were smallpox. Now, researchers found smallpox scars on recovered mummies and postulated that 3,000 years ago, an epidemic could have occurred. So, see, I don't know, to me, it's fascinating. Then came hail. So hail and fire, that had to have been a scary one. So where did that come from? So apparently, there was a nearby volcano. The Santorini volcano north of Crete in the Aegean Sea erupted. Now, that was about 3,500 years ago. Well, I mean, I saw Dante speak. When you have ash and hail and things falling all over the place, no. Now, if there is a volcano, locusts are going to probably flee. So locusts then swarm the land. The locust was the next plague. But if they are leaving, you know, and getting away from the volcano, and this volcano was north at the time, then, you know, I'd head south too. Then came darkness. So when you have the spew of the volcano and the clouds and, you know, and maybe there was some eclipse at the time, I don't know, but there was a darkness. And so they think this could have happened from an eclipse, a dust storm, or plumes of smoke from the volcano. The most tricky one to explain is the death of the firstborn. So what finally made Ramses temporarily say they could go before he decided to send the armies out and get drowned in the Red Sea? But what was the death of the Egyptian firstborn? Now, with that, that was a little tricky. How could that have been done? So they think maybe, and again, this is, you know, they said maybe the grain stores were contaminated. The firstborn might have had first pick of the grain, becoming sick first. That one's a little tricky. Yeah, so I don't know if they really have. Now, it could also have been the firstborn were the ones that were out there in the fields, you know, picking up the dead livestock, picking up the pestilence. And so those who were firstborn were more at risk of all the other stuff. It is perfect, but I love seeing how science meshes with, with the Bible. So, you know, as we have this Passover and we're going into this season where we still have hostages in Gaza, we have the protests, we have people calling for the death of Israel, the death of America. You know, Passover reminds us that God is with us. And, you know, if he can, he's going to protect those, you know, that are faithful. It doesn't matter what your faith is. You know, be a good person. And unfortunately, those that call for the death and destruction of others, you know, they don't do well. When the angel of death came, the Passover, they passed over the homes, and the Hebrews put lamb's blood on their doorposts. So when the angel of death came, they knew to pass over those houses, and that's how Passover comes. And I know my mom's going to say you misquoted the Bible 17 times during that whole segment, but you know what? You guys get the gist. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
DOCDALI So I've been saying for years, we're not going to be able to address a lot of the issues that needed to be done in public health, in health care, if we don't have doctors and medical professionals in politics, which is kind of difficult. It's you got to be really, really bold. You know, I've been offered opportunities, and I'm for me, I think I have more of a voice on air, and I don't know if anybody would really vote for me, you know. But our next guest, I am very excited to introduce you to. It is Dr. Rebecca Edgeworth. She is actually in our neck of the woods here in Nevada running for assembly, and she has been an advocate for patients and for common sense health care ever since I've known her. And Dr. Edgeworth, we are very grateful to have you on. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Great. And so, you know, you've been, around the block and you've practiced, you've done the talk, you've walked the walk, talked the talk, but walked the walk. Talk to us about how you feel the state of healthcare is right now nationally.
nationally, we spend an awful lot of money on health care, and yet we don't have the highest average age of living. We don't have the best outcomes in the country. We're very blessed to have the most technology and the most things available, but they're not available to everybody, I would say.
Mm-hmm. You know,
a lot of opportunity for improvement.
Yeah, amen, amen. And, you know, how does Nevada rank?
So Nevada is not known for having the best health care, which is a shame because we've had so many people moving here. And I think that mainly it's that we have a lack of an infrastructure, a lack of people that are even in healthcare. Nevada ranks number 48 in number of doctors per capita. So people are having trouble getting appointments. We don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough everything.
No. It's frustrating. And you have worked with volunteers in medicine. You've worked with, underserved populations for years. Most of your career. Talk to us about those experiences.
Yeah, ever since I finished my residency in Las Vegas, I've always been drawn to helping people who don't have a lot of choices. There's an awful lot of things, a lot of things that are available to some populations and not as available to others. And that's kind of a shame. When I was in medical school, which I know that was like 100 years ago, but we learned that the genetic code, that your genes were the thing that would determine how great you would end up, right? And your medical conditions. Now we know that your zip code is way more important than your genetic code. So we need to focus more on populations that aren't getting the same care and trying to focus them on taking better care of themselves, educating them.
Mm-hmm. Now, and what is the state of these clinics or community clinics or resources for? I mean, my impression is we just don't have enough and we're really behind. What do we need, in your opinion?
Well, I think things are moving in the right direction. I think that we need to do more outreach and more pipeline programs to get more Nevadans interested in going into medicine. I think that's part of it. Opening up the amount of medical training there is for physicians and other type of practitioners. I think that's part of it. Medicaid recently, so people who are people who are very poor are eligible for Medicaid, and Nevada and a lot of states have Medicaid. And Medicaid has approved street medicine. So in addressing people experiencing homelessness, we're removing the barrier of getting them to the doctor and bringing the practitioner to them. And innovative kind of programs like that are probably what it's going to take to get people healthier.
And, we got the migrant crisis, and that's bringing in many individuals that have medical conditions and medical needs. You know, what are some of the greatest challenges that you're seeing as we're taking in more migrants?
Yeah, as an Assembly person, especially in the state of Nevada, I don't have a lot of control over what does or doesn't happen in the border. But I do see in my own city that there are a lot of immigrant populations, and they often have pretty severe medical conditions, frequently don't have access to medical care, get themselves really sick, land themselves in the hospital, and there need to be more ways to get people care. I don't think the government providing everybody care, that's the way California chose to go, extremely expensive to the tune of trillions of dollars. I don't think most states can afford that. I'm not sure California can afford that, to be honest.
Right. No, it's true. We're speaking to Dr. Rebecca Edgeworth, who is running for Assembly in our neck of the woods in Nevada. You are a doctor and you're a physician and you are, in politics. And that's not easy to balance when you have patients and, people very, divisive right now. How do you manage that?
Well, I'm very blessed to be in the position I'm in. I'm not just doing medical care. Most of my medical care is outreach. I do it in affiliation with a university here that provides medical care, medical training to people, graduate students. So I bring my students out. I'm not only doing outreach in my medical care, but I'm also training the next generation of people who are going to be providing care. So I'm able to step away. Nevada has it's considered a civilian legislature, so we only do it part-time. It's for 4 months, every other year, and I'm allowed to be out in my community and teach and take care of people all the rest of the time. So I'm in a unique situation where I'm able to step away.
Awesome, awesome. Dr. Edgeworth, tell us about your campaign and how my listeners can help.
Yeah, my campaign is obviously the only people who can vote for me are the people in my district, which is in a small area of Las Vegas. But anybody can support me. Anybody can come to my website, which is edgeworthfornevada.com, spelled all the way out. And you can always come check out what I believe in. And I need financial support and volunteers and maybe even just moral support.
Absolutely.
And,
it's not easy.
So much to learn.
It's not easy.
No.
And, you know, you have really tirelessly worked. I know, you know, in our neck of the woods in Nevada, you know, for years. And, you know, we're grateful because it's not easy. You're one of the most selfless people I know. God bless. Can't wait to have you back on the show.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Edgeworth. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we got a lot of work cut out for us, and we are, I think in the healthcare system, we're overwhelmed. And I think it's okay to say that. I know doctors and nurses and public officials don't ever want to use that term because they think it's very negative and it looks like we failed. And, you know, being overwhelmed doesn't necessarily have to be permanent, but I think it has to be, acknowledged, you know, such as when we talk about the migrant crisis and the border towns being overwhelmed and the hospitals and medical centers being overrun, you divert. Whenever you have a medical center that's overrun, you have to divert. And if you don't say you're overwhelmed or overrun, you're actually doing people a disservice. And so we need to have honest conversations about what we're doing with our populations, how we're treating the population, how we're, you know, dealing with public health crises. We have tuberculosis cases popping up. We have, you know, measles and things coming back. And now we have a lot of vaccine hesitancy because of the screw ups we did during the whole COVID vaccine mandate. And we just don't have enough people in medicine or dentistry or, you know, physical therapy or nursing who represents us as voters. I mean, look at what happened during COVID where dentists had to close down. Marijuana stores could be open, but dentists had to close down. They could be open for emergencies, but they couldn't do regular dental care. Who made that decision? This is why we need better representation. So power to Dr. Rebecca Edgeworth. Go. She goes far. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure?
then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so you know how we have the term Karens and I don't know the other terms that are coming up. We have another term called Alice. And this is a little different than what people are alluding to when they call somebody a Karen. Alices are apparently a lot more common than you think. And I think the latest study says almost 30% of Americans are Alices. Okay? Now, what's an Alice? Okay. Well, it's somebody who doesn't make enough money to do what they need to and cover their household expenses, but they make just too much to be able to get government aid. And so this term was coined, I think, by the United Way. Yeah. United Way came up with the program United for Alice. So Alice stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So you make money with your job, but you make just enough money to disqualify you from government assistance. And you're still not making enough money to cover daily expenses. So according to United Way, ALICE means you're an American who makes more than the federal poverty level of $15,000 for an individual or $31,000 for a family of four, but you can't cut it. Well, no wonder 29% of U.S. households are ALICE, according to the latest data. 13% are below the federal poverty level. So we hear this all the time where, you know, I'll have patients and I'll say, well, look, you know, I want you to see a doctor. And they're like, well, I don't, you know, have health insurance and I, you know. And I'm like, well, then, okay, if you don't have health insurance, you can get on Medicaid. They go, but I make too much. Well, you know, $15,000 a year is not a lot. And so if you're making $20,000 a year, no wonder you can't afford health insurance, especially when some of these health insurances are $12,000 a year. I mean, that's some scary stuff. You know, this is a problem. So are you an ALICE? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say, according to the latest data from 2021, the three states in the U.S. with the highest percentage of ALICE households are in the Southeast, Georgia, Mississippi, and Florida. Some 18 states have rates at 30% of their population ALICEs. In Alaska and Wyoming, the proportion of ALICE households is smaller than anywhere else, but that's at 22%. Still, that's a fifth. The Federal Reserve has hiked interest rates to a 23-year high between 5.25 and 5.5, according to Daily Mail. And that is also putting pressure. But, you know, we really have a problem here, because when I hear that people make $100,000 and that they're struggling, okay, I'm not going to play them a violin. But if you really do listen to them and they break down where the money's going with the family of four and child care and health care and medical expenses and rent, okay, you know, you would think $100,000, six figures. These guys are wealthy. These guys are rich. Well, no. And when you're trying to feed a family of four on $31,000, so what do we do? Well, one, we got to do something with our gas prices. We got to get rid of this pressure to buy an electric vehicle. I'm telling you right now, the majority of these ALICE households are not thinking about buying an electric car right now. So stop it with these mandates in these states, because you're making people really anxious that they're not going to be able to find gas stations. I'm telling you right now, no matter what the government says, society is really going to buck it, if, especially people in apartments that can't be charging these things because they don't have garages where they could just charge their car overnight. But that's just one piece. I walk into a restaurant. It's ridiculous what we're spending money on. A salad, almost $20. I wanted to get a ahi tuna salad at a restaurant, $21.95. Well, you know what? I know where they get the greens from, because I could buy it at the grocery store for a big bin for $5. And then you could get an ahi tuna steak for about $6, $7. I don't have to be spending close to $22 for that. So we need to stop eating out. We need to probably do rewears. I bought this blouse, I think, 3 years ago. It's fine. I wear it maybe once every 6 months. It's fine. Rewear. Our rent, what we're spending money on rent, that's one of the hardest things to control, because you love where you live, you love the area, you love the school district, and all of a sudden the prices are going through the roof. You know, then downsize. And I know many people are like, why would I do that? Why would I pay more in rent for an apartment now when I used to only spend this X amount? And I'm, you know what? It's all about saving money. If you don't need a 2,500 square foot home and you could do fine in 1,600 square feet, then do that. But right now it's about saving money and making whatever income you make last. And, you know, these remote workers, they're not stupid. Many people want to work remote because they could work two jobs. One job does not pay the bills. When you have these jobs, in fact, you know, it was very interesting. Somebody offered me, they said they needed teachers right away to teach science. And could I do some teaching? It was advertised at $15 an hour. You know, $15 an hour, it's nice, but in California, now fast food is up to $20 an hour. You're not going to find a teacher for $15 an hour, especially if they have to, you know, prepare the course and follow up and do things that they might not be getting paid for. And so these wages are just not rising with what people need. It's just the more you raise the wages, the more it gets passed on to the consumer. So, Alice, that's the term. And I really feel bad, you know, for people. I totally get where they're at with that. It's not easy. You can't afford to fly. You can't even afford to bury a loved one. It leveled us. We had two family members who died within a year. And in our family, it kind of fell on us, to pay for the funerals, emptied out our bank accounts. It took us a long time to try and rebuild. And that was just a simple funeral. Why is a funeral so expensive? Well, it's because of the land, and then the plot, and then the ceremony, and then the clergy, and then the and then you have to feed people. I told my husband, you could do maybe an open bar, but you really don't have to serve food. Okay? I'd rather the money go to the makeup artist to make me look good. Actually, close casket. You can save money. Just close casket, save the money. But we've allowed things like the wedding, like a wedding. A wedding should not be $100,000. A wedding should not be $50,000. A wedding is a private moment between two people. Their family, their loved ones could share in their bliss. But there is so much pressure that it be expensive, that it be, this isn't realistic. It's just not. And we got to stop it. Our cars do not have to be luxury. And thousands upon thousands of dollars. Our apartments do not have to be thousands of dollars a month. Our mortgage rate does not have to be, what, 7.8 now it is? I don't know what the heck. And it really is going to take us collectively to say, stop this BS. So just to recap, in Alice, which 29% of the population is, are those who are asset limited, income constrained, but employed. And no wonder people are quitting their job. They're like, well, I'm working. I'm not seeing my kids. If I'm unemployed, I could then get benefits. No wonder. Or if people say, you know what, just pay me $5,000 less. You know how many employees I know who will only work 10 hours a week so that they technically could fall under that umbrella? That's not what we're trying to do. We want to encourage people to work. We don't want people needing government aid. So we need to figure out how to make things more reasonable. And if food is getting expensive, if living is getting expensive, if healthcare is expensive, and healthcare is very expensive, for me to get Obamacare, I'm spending thousands a month. We need to revamp things. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.